KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8 o'clock, we have mostly cloudy skies, 44 degrees in Atlantic. We look for it to be partly cloudy and breezy here today with a high of 75. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by the TV Store, your Verizon Wireless agent, Dish Network, and DirecTV Satellite Systems dealer. They're located at 907 East 7th Street in Atlantic. Well, October brings the start of National Bullying Prevention Month. Julie Hartog, the director of the Pacer National Bullying Prevention Center, says it's a month to educate the public about the issue. Her organization, which is located in Minnesota, started addressing the issue in 2006.
We recognized at that time that bullying was going to be, you know, an issue that we wanted communities to get behind. And so this is actually the seventh year of the event. And we have a message of the end of bullying begins with me. And it's about a time when communities can unite to raise awareness of bullying prevention. And there's several events and activities.
Hartog says there will be activities across the state and nation addressing the problems of bullying in the classroom, and everyone is asked to wear orange on Unity Day, which is October the 10th.
It's an activity that's simple to do. We really encourage schools to take part of it, because what it does is just sends that visual, tangible message that this is an issue that people care about and that they want to show support for those who are being bullied.
And she says the main way to end bullying is to work together and to stand up to address the problem.
You know, what the message is right now is let's start addressing it, let's start talking about it, let's start taking action around it. And Pacer offers some wonderful resources, and to access them, you can go to pacer.org/bullying. And we have opportunities such as petitions that can be signed, community events that you can hold. You know, there's great opportunities for individuals to share their story or poem or artwork, and we actually put those on our website.
There is a link to that website under the same story under KJAN.com, the news tab. There's also a national toll-free phone number for more information about bullying prevention. It's 1-888-248-0822. News time is 8:02.
Introducing the plan that revolves around you. The new Share Everything plan from TV Store, your local Verizon authorized wireless retailer. It's the first plan of its kind. Now get unlimited talk, unlimited text, and a single pool of shareable data that powers up to 10 devices, including smartphones, tablets, hotspots, and more. Plus, you can use your smartphone as a mobile hotspot for no extra charge. It works for individuals or families.
And right now, you can get the Samsung Galaxy S3 with S-Beam to transfer files to and from Galaxy S3 devices for just $199.99 for 16GB or $249.99 for 32GB.
And right now, with Verizon Wireless, you get more 4G LTE coverage than all the other networks combined in over 300 cities and counting. Visit the TV Store, your local Verizon authorized wireless retailer at 907 East 7th Street in Atlantic, or give us a call at 243-3032 to find out more. Activation and other fees apply, subject to customer agreement. Coverage details at vzw.com.
A coalition of dental organizations has launched a nationwide initiative urging parents to encourage their children to brush their teeth for 2 minutes twice a day. Sarah Schlievert, community health consultant with the Iowa Department of Public Health, says the 2 minutes, two times campaign follows a survey showing less than half the parents report their child brushes their teeth at least twice a day.
What we have found is just that there is a general lack of awareness by parents on just what's needed for preventing tooth decay and the importance of oral health. As we've done different surveys, that seems to be a consistent message that we're getting.
The initiative coincides with National Dental Hygiene Month in October. A website, www.2timestimes.org, dedicated to the effort, features two-minute videos starting cartoon characters talking about the proper ways for kids to care for their teeth.
It's important that, you know, they use the toothbrush properly, so part of this ad campaign is helping to instruct them as far as brushing along the gum line. Make sure you brush all surfaces of the teeth. Use gentle strokes. And just, again, the importance of two times a day.
The campaign advises that children should begin using fluoride toothpaste at the age of two.
In addition to that, certainly regular dental visits and flossing are important. But I think the key thing with this message is just to really have one thing that parents can focus on, and if we can at least get that across, we'll be making a huge impact on children's oral health.
And Governor Terry Branstad said recent changes in school lunch menus can help Iowa reach his goal of becoming the healthiest state in the country.
More homegrown fruits and vegetables and whole grain items is clearly what is needed, along with the good exercise.
Registered dietitian Teresa Neese is teaching a class at Iowa State University about food service management. She says, give these new menus some time to work.
In schools, we have to teach habits, and we have to teach eating healthy habits. And to make that type of a change to increase fruits and vegetables to students, we really have to look at how long does it take a student to learn to like something. And science tells us it can take as many as a dozen times for children to learn to like a new food item.
The governor suggests that kids can embrace changes in the school lunch menu if it's presented in the right way.
And what I find is when you really get kids involved in this, they become enthusiastic about wanting to do the right thing and recognizing this is something that will help them throughout their lives.
David Stark, President and Chief Operating Officer of Blank Children's Hospital in Des Moines, says the changes have been a topic at his home.
Ask my four kids about the fewer desserts in their school menu this year. They're disappointed. I'm thrilled as their dad that's happening, and we've got to do more of that.
Stark says he and his wife haven't been the most popular soccer league parents over the years because for treats they brought slices of fresh oranges. But Stark says his own children are starting to embrace the changes in their school lunch menu and recently raved about the fresh strawberries they were served. Stark, Neese, and Branstad made their comments during a news conference on a related topic, improving the equipment in school kitchens so staff can prepare food that's more appetizing and attractive to students. In other news, Republican vice presidential candidate Paul Ryan will be in Dubuque as he begins a two-day trip in eastern Iowa. Ryan will hold a rally this evening at Loras College and then remain in Iowa on Tuesday for events in Clinton, Muscatine, and Burlington. Ryan's visit comes amid polls that show Democratic President Barack Obama with a small lead over GOP challenger Mitt Romney in Iowa. On Thursday, Vice President Joe Biden will also be in the Hawkeye State. The Obama campaign hasn't released any details just yet about that visit. The election of 2012 is well underway through election, even though Election Day is still more than a month away. Democrats have the absentee ballot lead, with voters already returning 8,800 ballots to the Republicans' 2,600 as of Friday. However, Republicans have a voter registration advantage, and they say they'll have a strong turnout on Election Day. Early voting began last Thursday. Republicans took the voter registration lead in April, in part due to the 2010 primary for governor and the January caucuses that drew record GOP participation. Part of the change also is due to a standard cleanup of voter registration rolls that also involved confirming current addresses of voters by mailing notices. The state had 89,000 fewer active voters in August than they had in January. Charges have been dropped against two men accused of making an illegal campaign contribution to former Governor Chet Culver's campaign. The Des Moines Register reports that Special Prosecutor Lawrence Scalise dropped illegal campaign contribution charges against Steve Daniel of Fort Dodge and Curtis Beeson, a Davenport lawyer. The two were to stand trial on the charges this coming week. Scalise gave no explanation for dropping the charges. Beeson, Daniel, and Daniel's company, Webster County Entertainment, were charged last year with agreeing to take $25,000 from Peninsula Gaming to make a contribution to Culver's campaign. Prosecutors said that after taking the money from Peninsula, Daniel arranged to have a $25,000 contribution made to Culver's campaign. It is illegal in Iowa to make a political contribution in another person's name. Taking a look at world headlines at this hour, it's crunch time for President Barack Obama and Republican Mitt Romney, who've been getting ready for their first presidential debate on Wednesday, and that'll take place in Denver. Obama is meeting today with top advisors at a desert resort in Nevada. Romney has been prepping in Massachusetts, but plans to leave for Denver later today. Going into the debate, polls show Romney trailing Obama in many of the nine states that'll determine the outcome of the race for the White House. NATO hasn't released the nationalities of three troops who were killed today by a suicide bomber in eastern Afghanistan. The soldiers, their interpreter, and at least 10 others died in the attack. It comes one day after the U.S. death toll in the war in Afghanistan reached 2,000 troops. The Boy Scouts of America say it plans to review its files of pedophiles and will report anyone who may have fallen through the cracks. Scout officials have until now argued they did all they could to prevent sex abuse within their ranks, but a court has ordered the Scouts to release this month what the organization calls its perversion files that cover 1965 to 1985. A woman in southern Ohio was scheduled to appear in court this morning after allegedly striking a man with a car and then dragging him down three streets until he could no longer hold on to her vehicle. The Cincinnati Inquirer reports a 31-year-old Brandy Lynn Stuntebeck allegedly struck the man on purpose after he tried to stop her from leaving the scene of an accident. Stuntebeck is charged with felonious assault. And the University of Mississippi is marking 50 years of being integrated. James Meredith had demanded admission to the Ole Miss and the 1962 enrollment by black students prompted a state-federal standoff and deadly mob violence. Meredith has been invited to today's commemoration, but says he doesn't see the point. The 79-year-old says that he never heard of the French celebrating Waterloo. News time is 8:10.
To camp but don't want to miss all your favorite TV shows? Well, now you don't have to with the Tailgater from Dish.
With the Tailgater, you can access Dish chants that you would at home on the go. The Tailgater from Dish is easy to set up, so easy you can do it yourself. All you'll need is a Tailgater and a VIP 211K receiver.
The Tailgater from Dish is a self-aligning dish, so all you have to do is set up the Tailgater where there are no trees. Select the state you're on, and the system will do the rest for you.
Maybe you're not camping much this summer, but plan to head somewhere warm for the winter in your RV. Well, this works for that, too.
Hi, this is Alan Josephson, owner of the TV Store, your local Dish authorized retailer. If you'd like to get set up with a Tailgater from Dish or learn more about it, stop in at 907 East 7th Street in Atlantic or call 243-3032.
System includes antenna and receiver. Activation fees may apply. Restrictions include prepayment of all monthly and one-time fees. Programming restrictions may apply based on location. Call for details.
In the funeral announcements, Larry Beckendorf, age 57, of Exira, died Tuesday at his home. Funeral services for Larry Beckendorf will be today at 10:30 at St. Patrick's Catholic Church in Audubon. Kessler Funeral Home in Exira has arrangements. Virgil Crouch, age 96, of Irwin, died Thursday at Creighton University Medical Center in Omaha. Services for Virgil Crouch will be today at 10:30 at the Methodist Church in Irwin, with Odie Funeral Home of Manila in charge of arrangements. Jeffrey D. Jones, age 21, of Earlham, died Wednesday. Funeral services for Jeffrey Jones will be today at 11 o'clock at the Earlham Church of Christ. Johnson Family Funeral Home in Earlham has arrangements. Lawrence Petchy, age 93, of Harlan, died Saturday at his home. A massive Christian burial service for Lawrence Petchy will be held Tuesday at 11 o'clock at St. Michael's Catholic Church in Harlan. Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Dolores Faye Spillers, age 88, of Redfield, died Thursday at the Cavanaugh House in Des Moines. Funeral services for Dolores Spillers will be held Wednesday at 10:30 at the Redfield United Methodist Church. Johnson Family Funeral Home in Redfield has arrangements. And Loyal Goff, age 97, of Fontenelle, died today at the Good Samaritan Society in Fontenelle. Funeral services for Loyal Goff are currently pending at the Steen Funeral Home in Fontenelle. The news was brought to you by the TV Store, your Verizon wireless agent, Dish Network, and DirecTV satellite systems dealer. They're located at 907 East 7th Street in Atlantic. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.